There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Time to sip my soda there. Hopefully you had a few more drinks of your coffee or your soda or whatever than
I did.
Trying to multitask here. Not any good at that. I'm from the male species. Hello, friends. Welcome to another hour of the program we call What's On Your Mind.
It's a male species thing now? Really?
Yeah, exactly. We're just to admit it, Todd, we're not good multitaskers. I'm not.
Speak for yourself, but
whatever. You're a good multitasker? Well, try having the...
Phil Parker keeps telling me Todd the Radio God, which I don't believe I am, but...
Three kids and five dogs and, you know, total chaos. And I could focus on one thing, you know? One daughter saying, Dad, wow. I'm going to go ride my bike. Another daughter saying, I'm off to volleyball. My wife saying, don't forget that so-and-so's going to come to the door. I'm going to run to the store.
Five dogs.
And then they all leave, and I'm like, okay.
There's a reason you should only have two dogs. You generally have two hands.
Who's riding the bike? Who went to volleyball? Who's coming to the door? You know, if I don't scribble down some notes, I'm toast. I'm done.
Okay, well,
anyway.
I have one child who's now almost 22 anyway, and then two dogs, which, and three cats, so.
There you go.
Maybe you need to declutter a little bit there.
What are you saying? Thin the herd?
Well, don't add to the herd, at least.
We'll see what advice the listeners have. I don't know.
The herd will ultimately take care of itself.
We definitely won't be adding to the herd.
All on board with you there. Need? Why do you have five?
Well, we like dogs.
I love dogs.
And they're rescue dogs, and my wife's a softie. There's the real answer.
Oh, she's
I remember.
Save the world one dog at a time, one of those.
Yeah. And
she would, are you guys going to be that couple that has like 80 dogs later on, and we have to put you on the news?
No. Five's the limit. Thankfully, okay. There's city ordinances, and five is definitely the limit.
There, because in Bismarck, it's two.
Is it really?
Two dogs, two cats. Yeah, you can't. Well,
maybe that's the way to take care of the problem. We're going to plan a move to Bismarck, right there, and then can only have two. So let's give away the other three.
How's your wife going to feel about that move?
I'm not sure that'll go over well. But the fifth one, I remember coming home. I was like, oh yeah, I saw him at the pet store, and they had a do not sell sign on him because he has a heart murmur and. You know, you would have to go be put down. So we get him, and it turns out he doesn't have a heart murmur. So, rescue dog, really, that didn't need a rescue, but now he's our Herbie. So,
you're an animal hoarder, by the way.
Oh, is that right?
An animal hoarder.
Yeah, okay. A couple of the others were birthday presents of mine. That was a good one. Look at what I got you for your birthday, honey.
Which wasn't really for you, or was it for themselves? But if they say it's for you, then you let them stay.
Dog. Yeah. Anyway, no, we love them.
When is your birthday? And I'll get you another dog.
October. It's a long time away.
Oh, good. I got plenty of time then.
Exactly. Anyway, enough of the nonsense, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to it here on the program we call What's On Your Mind. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I was out shopping last night with the aforementioned youngest member of the Hannon family, our daughter, who Haley, who is a shopping, she is like, you know, into it big time. And found a shirt. You ever see the cute, there's so many cutesy shirts out there now these days, right? And it connected to a topic we were talking about yesterday on the program. And the shirt was, you snooze, you win.
Well, I like that philosophy a lot.
A play on the famous phrase, you snooze, you lose. Now, I have to admit, I got ticked when I saw it. Okay, and
why?
And maybe I do have a bit of a disease, because really it's funny, right? It's funny.
I mean, if I'm late for the show tomorrow, Scott, you know I started implementing that philosophy. show up at like 10:30. Sorry.
I'll tell you why I got a little ticked. I got ticked because of the story we were talking about yesterday on the air, which we're going to expand on more tomorrow, about something called the entitlement generation. That was the term that the CEO of Trail King Industries, this trailer manufacturer, had used. They have companies in South Dakota and West Fargo, North Dakota. Anyway, they're both companies. And they're having a heck of a time keeping younger workers, entry-level production line employees, had 280 hired, and a year later only one remained, right? And I instantly went to that story. I went to, this is the generation that buys a shirt like that and say, you snooze, you win, man, I'm going to take it easy. So I guess my question is, and I put it up on Facebook, prompted quite a debate, over 40 comments now, back and forth on this. And my post was, after a day lamenting the work ethic of the entitlement generation, I see this shirt while shopping with my daughter tonight. Oofta. Because, again, it ticked me off. Am I being overly sensitive about all this? I take it you think I am, Todd. That's all right.
Lighten up, Francis.
Lighten up, Francis. Exactly. Now you know what's on my mind. Let's get to what's on your mind. And the bottom of this hour, we're going to chat with a former federal official who says we're spending too much time when these derailments happen, focus on the tank car. Got to focus on keeping the train on the track. And this is someone that did it for a living. So I look forward to visiting with
him. Okay, but did we just hear from Julie Fedorchik? There may have been an issue with track having moved, shifted.
She says it can happen, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it can happen. True enough. And but that's part of his point, too, really. That connects. Keep the train. He wants more inspections. So I think they're on the same page, actually. Okay. Bob in Grafton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Todd. Morning. Yeah, I wanted to mention something that I kind of came across here. A common thread between out of the 15 states that ISIS said they now have 71 fighters in, they named five of them, and I believe they were Virginia, Massachusetts, Illinois, California, and I don't know if it was Connecticut or Michigan. But the common thread is that those states that they did mention have very extreme anti-gun, gun laws. So the common citizen, really, they're soft target states. Now, the other 10 that they didn't mention, I would maybe think that look and let's see which states have the highest, gun control laws, and people and citizens should be on the alert and be aware. That's quite different than Texas, where, everybody has a gun. And I tell you, this day and age, I like to harken back to World War II when the Japanese admiral asked or talked with the emperor there, and the emperor wanted to just invade the continental United States after going hitting Hawaii. And the admiral said, no, that would be a bad choice because behind every blade of grass, there would be a rifle pointed at us. And it's quite the contrast as we see today. So those states that they did mention have a very extreme, gun laws. And I just tell people in the country to be aware because there's a lot of things that are going on between that and also, this Operation Jade Helm, I've done quite a bit of research and studying up on this Operation Jade Helm, and I'm not liking what I'm seeing. Chuck Norris even made a few comments on Facebook, I noticed, and there's just some things that are going on right now. If you look at the scope, for example, of that Operation Jade Helm 15, it's the biggest combat, quote-unquote, training exercise on our American soil that we've ever done. They are shipping military vehicles by the tens of thousands from Canada, and they're moving them all around the United States and concentrating them down there south. So, the gist of it is, in the event of civil unrest, for example, a huge economic crisis, which I see that coming in the near future too. So, there's quite a bit of things here that are going on in our country right now that I think Americans really need to start paying attention with.
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me now? That was my post on the ISIS story you referenced about being here and where they're operating. Can you hear me now? Are you paying attention? Joel, Lamar County, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just calling about the rail companies and the rail companies and why we have to police them all the time when they should have their own people policing their own assets. I don't understand that. And then when they do have these serious problems, we should be finding the ever-living bejesus out of them.
Yeah, first of all, they do inspect themselves, but as Julie Fedorchuk pointed out, third-party inspections obviously are necessary and important.
Sure they're important, but they're not doing their job. These oil companies, they're having pipelines breaking, and their storage tanks are bad. I mean, our state is an unbelievably excellent state, and I'm finding that listening to all these things that are happening is really bad, and we got to be putting our foot down and finding them so bad that they don't happen.
So your argument is bigger fines, and then they won't happen.
Well, I think that would help, yeah. And make the fines unbelievable so that they do pay more attention to their assets. This stuff, if it happened in Fargo or some other big city, come on.
Yeah, the way they approach fines on the regulation side in North Dakota is more of saying, hey, we know problems are going to happen, and when they do, you're responsible for cleaning it up. And if you don't and you're a second offender, then we're going to whack you. It's not we found a problem, whack you on the front end, but I hear your point. We're going to ask that regular we have at the bottom of the hour about your theory. Go to Newtown next. Don't go away.
It's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Are you a geotechnical engineer or a construction materials testing technician with years of experience? Then Braun Intertech would like to talk with you. Braun Intertech has been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners and growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, whether in the field, in the lab, or anywhere helping clients. And you're needed now if you're a geotechnical engineer or a construction materials testing technician with experience. You can choose your place of work, Williston, Minot, Dickinson, Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, and live anywhere in between. BraunIntertech.com, BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about this great company and these incredible opportunities. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. And listen for our special stop on the Best Places to Work Tour, broadcasting live from the Braun Intertech Bismarck location on May 14th to find out more about these great opportunities from Braun Intertech. Online at BraunIntertech.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The hour. This is What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Whole other segment here for you to tell me whatever is on your mind. I want to know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let me go up to Newtown, North Dakota, and Bob's on the line. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, good morning. It's a little off topic possibly, but you know, I've been meaning to call in, and it's just kind of demonstrating some failed liberal budget. They're on like, my social media and whatnot, and constantly, you know, they're always funding the feminazi drums and the war on women. They love to hashtag everything, but when it came to the Floyd Mayweather fight, man, they couldn't post enough about cheering Floyd Mayweather on when he's had how many, you know, abuse charges, and I don't know. It just kind of demonstrates that they're just not always consistent in their views, and it just becomes time to serve them. You know, you got to bend over for them, but they can't even stay straight on a certain topic that they supposedly believe in.
Yeah, you know, on the same topic thing, I have to admit, it drives me to distraction. In other words, if you post a comment about the workforce today and the entitlement generation, they go a completely different direction, and you find yourself following the rabbits, right?
Right.
That they send you, and I have to go to therapy or something to be cured of that, because you know. I don't know what it is, but if they don't want to engage in a particular argument, they'll just throw some, you know. When I say they, I guess I'm talking to, you know, about the same folks you are. There's just people that have a worldview a little bit different and love to go on Facebook pages with their mantra of whatever it is, right?
Right. Right.
How do you respond to it, or do you, you know, what do you do about it?
Well, that's one of the things where, you know, I'm never one to, you know, respond back or try to start some, you know, some big argument on there, because it's, in my opinion, childish. But I just look at, you know, what they're doing on there, and it's really tough not to try to respond and try to just pick their brain as to why, you know, they do that or what they think. And it's the same sense in, you know, going from, you know, now we're kind of being bombarded by, radical Islamic theory, and we're supposed to adhere to that as Christians, as majority, but I just can't pick up the logic in, you know, how come we as a majority of Christians can't say, you know, why do we have to be oppressed by their failed logic when we're supposed to bend over for them when they're beheading everyone overseas? So
all frustrations I share with you, sir.
Yeah. So
yeah,
but that's all I had for you. I wanted to at least bring her up and get her off the chest, and it's just been eating at me, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
Appreciate the call, Bob. Thanks.
Thank you.
800-228-0550. We just called the Cayman during the break.
Yeah, that group.
Yeah, my boy told me yesterday it's not morning. Unfair.
Well, what the heck is going on here? Let me see.
Well, you called her a call, so I started playing a call. Didn't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll play him. How about that? Here we go.
Yeah, my little boy told me yesterday that life's not unfair when dealing with his sister, so I thought that was pretty cute. Goes along with your daughter's line of thinking, for sure. Thank you.
So his little boy told his daughter life's not unfair? Pushing back? Is that what you heard, Tom? I don't know if I heard it then. I'll try
life's
one more
not
time.
Fair, life's not unfair, little play on words.
Oh, kids say the darnest thing, don't they?
Yes,
yes,
they do.
Exactly right.
Therefore, wear the darnest T-shirts.
Yes, exactly.
So deal with it.
Somebody's making money on them. Here's another.
Yeah, that group Anonymous also posted a major warning to the United States about that Operation Jade Helm, too, as well, as far as training for martial law. Something to think about.
All right. We have a potpourri of topics that have come in, and some folks commenting on all of them here on What's On Your Mind. Here is another at 800-228-0550.
Yeah, amen, brother, on that gun behind every blade of grass. Okay, what we need to do is to grow more grass and turn our lawnmowers into guns. That's what we need to do.
Wow.
Got that one?
Yeah. Grow more grass, turn our lawnmowers into guns, right? Yeah. Okay. Todd says, I'm wondering what the folks are complaining and making a big stink about the trains carrying Bakken crude out of North Dakota would say if the oil industry shut down in North Dakota and the billions in tax dollars that come in from the industry were no longer there. That should be a question posed back to them when they start to make a stink about the rail accidents. What would they do to replace all the tax revenue? Well, they would start new groups and complain about needing more government money for everything, probably. But it's a fair point. Let's see. Another says Prairie News Service reports that Don Morrison with the Dakota Resource Council says the problem is there's a race to get the oil out of the ground and shipped off as quickly as possible with a transportation system that can't handle it.
Is the system capable of handling it?
Well, first of all,
back to the whole pipeline argument, maybe that's why we need pipelines, so it can be handled.
First of all, Don's newspaper must be missing him. And maybe they're green enough where they don't read newspapers because they don't want to have to recycle the Dakota Resource Council. But they're not a credible source on much of anything other than extreme environmental viewpoints, in my mind. And number one, consider this. Number two, the newspaper missing references to the fact that oil production is obviously down considerably right now. So there's not much of a race right now when you have the number of rigs that have been laid down that they have. You could, I guess, make that argument at the time, but same thing. Again, that's to suggest this can't be done. You know, that it can't be done. And they're building. We do need more of everything. I'd love it for Mr. Morrison and the Dakota Resource Council to say, "Gosh, let's build more pipelines." See, these are the kind of people who complain about rail, complain about pipelines, complain, but won't be happy until you have nothing, until you have the Buffalo Commons. Dave and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. On this Jade Helm 15, since the government and the military want to have this exercise, it's a drill, of course. I think that civilians should have a drill exercise where we go to Washington, D.C. and round up all the people that are against our Constitution, like the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and anybody else that's against our Constitution. And, of course, it would just be a drill. Their drill is going to last for 4 months. Let's round up all these bankers that are corrupt and everybody that's against our Constitution. Let's just round them up for 4 months and have our civilian drill version.
When you get that organized, you get word back to us, Dave, would you?
I'll do that. Thank you.
Dangerous Dave caravan to Dickinson.
No, there's nothing dangerous about it.
I'm just trying to give you a cutesy kind of name. I didn't mean to imply anything. How about just Dickinson to D.C.? D.C.
Work?
Or bus. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, keep us posted, Dave. Appreciate the call. Thank you. All right, we're going to talk with a former federal pipeline safety administrator about why there's too much focus on tank cars in these accidents. Stay tuned.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Top of the hour. Rolling on with What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.com. You want a better night's sleep? You need MyPillow. It's as simple as that, okay? MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Or you give them a call at a number set up just for our listeners. Make it nice and easy for you. That number is 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. When you call that number, they'll know you're listening to What's On Your Mind, and they'll tell you about the great deals, two-for-one deals, savings of 50%, so you buy one, you get one. The official pillow, the National Sleep Foundation, has patented interlocking fill that adjusts to any sleep position, machine washable and dryable. Non-allergenic. It stays cool. You're not tossing and turning. You're not having to do the two-pillow shuffle all night long. 10-year warranty, so it does not go flat. 60-night money-back guarantee. All right, so you heard me. One great reason after another to buy MyPillow. Go to the website, MyPillow.com. Snoring, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, migraines. There's story after story of people who have great relief from the pillow. I'm
count picky, me in.
Picky pillow kind of guy. You know, just, you know, really, it's like, really? Come on. Ugh. And this pillow is really amazing. I think the best part of it is, I don't know how they do that. I guess that adjusting fill and the patent process, it doesn't really matter how they do it. It's the fact that it does it. However you sleep, I mean, on your side, on your stomach, on your, however you sleep, it adjusts to you. That's what's the most amazing thing. So it's gonna fill in, and that's where it helps on the snoring, because you get the support. Pretty amazing. Anyway, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call that special number just for our fine listeners. Say, hey, I want the same pillow that Scott and Todd has. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. All right, we're waiting for our guest. I had to call. Matt, maybe you want to do a little check-in there on what the scoop is, because they're a couple minutes late. Never a good idea when you're a guest to a radio program to be a couple minutes late. You know what I'm saying? Not a good idea. What are you telling me about a teacher in Oregon, Todd?
Actually branded I Love Mom into the arms of several students. Has been charged with criminal mistreatment. Branded I Love Mom. Now,
so a teacher in Oregon literally branded
South Salem High School, Salem, Oregon, branded.
Like you would brand cattle.
Right. I love mom into the arms of several students.
She's been charged now.
Who? Yeah, been. Yeah, he's been charged. Steve Burr, B-I-R-R.
Okay.
What element of thinking led to somebody thinking this would be a good idea? I think kids should love their moms, but who is it that ever thought that we should brand kids in school? What year is this again?
Wow. Let's go off to Gibb. Where are you calling from, Gibb?
Blackston, North Dakota.
How's things there today?
A little cool.
A little cool. Okay, any rain?
We maybe had half an inch is all.
It's not terrible. It's not hay, as they say. Anyway, glad to hear. Thanks for the weather report. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm concerned about what little information I'm hearing about the secret trade agreement or secret trade treaty that's going on right now. Apparently, congressmen have to view it in a certain setting. They can take notes, but they can't leave the room with the notes. What's going on with this? And why isn't there major reporting on it? From what I've been able to gather, Congress is neutering itself from standing up to it. And if it's ratified, Obama has carte blanche to do anything he darn well pleases as far as immigration and a lot of other issues, and it's got me concerned. Are we selling our freedoms down the toilet because we can't criticize somebody? And why isn't the press all over this? Apparently, this is a big deal. It's the Russians getting 20% of our uranium compounded.
You know, we got a call about this yesterday, a couple of them actually, for Congressman Kevin Cramer that was on the program. One thing that I wanted to clarify in your statement, Gibb, is that my understanding is, number one, you give them the authority, they then go and negotiate a deal, and then the deal has to come back. So it isn't carte blanche. There are congressional oversights, although it's a little different in that you say, okay, here's the authority. You go, you know, negotiate a deal under that authority, come back to us with that deal, and we get another look at it. So if there's bad stuff in there, you can go thumbs down. We're not going to do it. You follow me? So there is not
there's something wrong there in that once a treaty is ratified, Congress has no more action on it. There's no more legislative action on it. The treaty has the same weight as an amendment to the Constitution. An amendment can be overturned, but as I'm not quite familiar, but I don't believe a treaty has ever been overturned.
Well, so but what I'm getting at, though, is that you have the opportunity, Congress can. You said once a treaty's been ratified, that hasn't happened, right? So we're a ways away from that. So the concerns that you're voicing, which I would share, if in fact any of that stuff is in the treaty, Congress sees that and says yay or nay. That's the conversation we had yesterday with Congressman Cramer. Obviously, we're going to spend some time on these trade agreements that are coming up in the future.
Why is a treaty being done in secret? It's another, like the health care bill, we've got to pass it to find out what's in it, and we found out too late that what a bogus deal that was. I mean, I think our Congress is passing legislation without knowing what's in it is treasonous.
Well, I think what you're talking about is the negotiation, and there is a part of me that says, okay, if Glib and Scott are negotiating on a particular deal, and you know the cameras are in the room, you're not going to get much accomplished. However, the scrutiny and the transparency needs to come on the final product, and that's what Congressman Cramer was telling us. And I'm not sure it's a treaty you're talking about. It's a trade agreement, right? So Congress, before that trade agreement happens, says, here's the guidelines. Here's the priorities. Here's the perimeters of authority. The administration then goes and negotiates a deal, and then it has to come back to Congress for, do we want to do this or do we not want to do this? So your concerns can be alleviated knowing that Congress has the final say on it. So it's not like, you know, this is a done deal. And all the stuff you talked about earlier that worry you, they would worry me too, and it would worry the vast majority of folks in Congress, I would hope. So that's why we've got time to do it, okay?
All right.
I would encourage you, Gibb, any more information on this that you want to bring to Congressman Cramer, who will ultimately have a vote on that, as well as Senators Hoeven and Heitkamp, to call in when they join us next, okay?
I'd like to, because I was under the impression that it's not a trade agreement, but it is a trade treaty. And a treaty is a whole different creature than an agreement.
And my understanding, the one you're talking about is not a treaty. But again, I'm just going by what Congressman Cramer shared with us yesterday. Okay? So that's why I say, any additional information you pick up along the way, call us next time we have one of them on. Congressman Cramer's on every Wednesday in the Talk Radio Town Hall.
I'm sorry I missed that yesterday, but
that's all right. He's here every Wednesday. He'll be back next Wednesday.
Well,
anyway,
for those of us that work, we can't always have time to sit around the radio. But
I hear you. I hear you.
It's
By the way, we have a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week a comment line. It works for some in that category that can leave a message and a question. We do get a lot of questions in advance of Congressman Cramer joining us. That line is 855-200-1776, extension 1. You press 1, and you can leave your message. Obviously, if you're not listening, you don't get your answer. But it does allow you to get the topic out there and discuss for sure. Appreciate the call, Gibb. Thanks very much. Let's go to Alan Bismarck next up on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Hello, Al. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm calling about the derailment that happened with the oil tanks. And I believe they are pulling too many cars, 110 cars, and I believe there's too much pressure on them tracks. And if they cut those tracks, if they would cut the number of cars pulling in half, I think that would solve their problems. And furthermore, I don't think that we need the inspectors at the taxpayer, North Dakota, expect the taxpayers to pay for the
inspectors. Yeah, the new program.
Yeah,
and it, you know, that is sort of a failure of the federal government, and why the state government is having to come in. And that was one of the concerns in the debate. I mean, the House ultimately, House, Senate, forget which, but. The legislature ultimately went along with the proposal to add, two inspectors. But one of the arguments was, well, this is a federal program. Why are we having to pay with North Dakota taxpayer dollars? Basically, your argument, Al. I mean, in the end, they did it because they're more concerned about safety, and obviously the feds aren't doing their job. What else is new? So, but you raise a point that came up during that whole debate. Now, I get a kick out of the Democrats now are still running around saying it's not enough. It's never enough for them. Ever. I mean, they just have an insatiable appetite for opium, other people's money, your money. And even the two inspectors say, oh, it's not enough. I mean, no wonder they meet in a phone booth with that kind of thinking. Thanks for the call, Al, but I'll check your theory with an expert next time we have one on.
On Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com YearOnCampus.com.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
Are you a geotechnical engineer or a construction materials testing technician with years of experience? Then Braun Intertech would like to talk with you. Braun Intertech has been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners and growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, whether in the field, in the lab, or anywhere helping clients. And you're needed now if you're a geotechnical engineer or a construction materials testing technician with experience. You can choose your place of work, Williston, Minot, Dickinson, Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, and live anywhere in between. BraunIntertech.com, BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about this great company and these incredible opportunities. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. And listen for our special stop on the Best Places to Work Tour, broadcasting live from the Braun Intertech Bismarck location on May 14th to find out more about these great opportunities from Braun Intertech. Online at BraunIntertech.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Dog Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
All right, we did catch up with Brigham McGowan, the former Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Administration Administrator, PHMSA. Got to have an acronym if the federal government's involved. And also was at the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration's Chief Counsel as well. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Mr. McGowan, how are you?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on the show. I know. Government and acronyms. Go figure.
Yeah, exactly. We had a call while we were waiting for you. Somebody said their theory was one of the reasons these accidents are happening with greater frequency is too many cars. In this case, 109 rail car train. You said that's too much. Is there anything to that?
That's one of the theories that people have looked at, but I think I would submit to you that these continuing rail accidents are more likely simply the result of our aging infrastructure.
And you've made the point we're focusing too much on the tank car and new regulations, and there's also some new North Dakota regulations about the vapor pressure and whatnot. Why is the focus on the tanker car misplaced in your view?
Well, from a regulatory standpoint, a regulator looks at two different sides of the same coin. The first question that gets asked is, how do we prevent an accident from occurring in the first place? How do we reach our goal? And if that's, we're talking about aircraft, then we don't want to have a crash. If we're talking about cars, we want to reduce the number of crashes and accidents. And with hazardous materials, we want to prevent damage from occurring to the package that the hazmat's being shipped in. So it's simple cause and effect. Rule number one is get rid of the accident. And then in the unlikely event that you can't get rid of all the accidents, then you have to reduce the consequences of a spill, and that's where the tank car comes in. But we've spent all of our time and energy talking about a tank car, and we really haven't spent any time focusing and identifying our infrastructure defects, which are leading to these derailments.
Yeah, and I would also argue we spend more time on the commodity. I mean, the focus is, oh, it's oil, and it's, you know, it's bad, and it's and all these ulterior motives come out, right? If people who have using this and other accidents as an example of why oil is a bad thing. One more question on this, and then I want to go to your thoughts on infrastructure improvements. One argument we hear is this is an argument for more pipelines. That it's safer by to transport crude by pipeline than it is by rail. Do you agree with that?
Well, my former agency oversaw all energy transportation, so that includes pipelines. And I do like pipelines. They do have a statistical edge when it comes to safety, but we need to be fair to rail also. We're splitting thousandths of a decimal point when it comes to safety. The reason why pipelines have the edge in a lot of cases is that they are more efficient because they're truly a one-way transportation system, if you have. It's a one-way road, and that makes them less expensive and in most cases safer. They're also underground. They're out of the way from people. You don't interact with them. The downside of pipelines for a lot of the shippers out of the Bakken is that, like a road, you can't move it, and you don't have the logistical flexibility that rail gives you, where you can divide up your train cars and send them to different refineries.
All right, so let's talk infrastructure. What is the infrastructure improvement that would most reduce these? Is it tracks? Is it the equipment? What is missing? What would you like to see?
Well, the number one cause of train derailments is related to track maintenance issues. It's split rails. It's loss of geometry on the track. A lot of us don't really think about that. The track literally just sits by gravity on the track bed. It's not really held in place by anything. The railroad ties, the steel, it's just held in place by its own weight on the ballast or the rocky surface. And so we need to get a better handle on track defects, number one. And to do that, we need to deploy advanced technology sensors. There is everything from laser calibration equipment to sonograms to electricity that you can energize the rail, that'll search for defects, brakes, et cetera. Secondly, it's human factors. This is a human event, and sometimes that leads to derailments. You really have to get down to fourth or fifth before you get into maintenance issues with the rail cars. But there are also sensors that the railroads have deployed. They just need a lot more of them. That can detect a bad axle, problem with the system. All of these together can dramatically reduce the number of derailments. And, I don't know, I'm from the Midwest. It's just, it seems to make sense. If you don't have a derailment, and meaning the cars stay on the rails, then I'm pretty sure absolutely nothing happens to the commodity being moved.
Yeah, exactly right. Only about a half a minute left, but North Dakota just added two new inspectors, one for rail, one for track, one for equipment, and that will double the amount of federal inspectors that are here now. So is this a failure of the federal government and a reason the states need to maybe step up and do more inspections themselves?
Well, I think the states need to step up. The federal government needs more funding as well, but it's an audit process, just like, we have, tens of thousands of airplane flights every day, and we don't have that many inspectors. You've got to be smart with your auditing methods and how you go after things. And frankly, the railroads have to be personally accountable also, and that requires their inspectors to get out there as well.
Interesting. All right. Well, appreciate your expertise on this. Look forward to continuing conversations and agree that there's a lot of focus on those tank cars when we could be talking about other things, which you brought up today very well. Brigham McGowan, former Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Administration Administrator and also at the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, my friends. Friday. Tomorrow, we're going to talk with that Trail King CEO about how the heck you keep young employees on the job and much more. God bless you. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. It's hard to get a meal for $4 these days unless you stop at a PetroServe USA location and get that 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 20-ounce drink, and your choice of 2 cookies, all that for $4 all day, every day at a PetroServe USA location. Helping America fuel better, too, because you have choice at the pump when you fuel up at a PetroServe USA location under that red, white, and blue banner. That's right. Everything from E15 to E85 and E10, and they've got it all. Your choice. Helping North Dakota fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And there's a PetroServe USA location near you. When you stop, grab and go some great specials like Mike and Ike and Hot Tamales for 99 cents or Jack Link 2-ounce beef sticks, 2 for $5. Load up on Nestle Pure Life Water, 20 packs for only $3.99. Gardetto's $1.29 a bag. Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. Or those great Deli Express sandwiches are only $1.99 too. At a PetroServe USA location near you, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now, folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.